Hi, mamas. Happy day before Mother's Day. It's upon us, the roller coaster that is the day before Mother's Day every single year. And I wanted to sit down, take a moment, kind of connect with you about today, if you even have a chance to listen to this the day before Mother's Day. It's just such a crazy time. It's such a crazy time because there's so many things to be excited about for Mother's Day. There's so many things that come to light that we're mourning and we're super sad about. And then it's just a roller coaster. It's an absolute roller coaster of emotions. And yes, we could probably easily write it off as like just another Hallmark holiday that was created and for what purpose. But the fact of the matter is, even as someone who coaches women through the complexity of Mother's Day emotions, I still fall victim to feeling like a victim or not met expectations when it comes to Mother's Day and like feeling celebrated enough or, you know, details don't go right. And, you know, I am haunted by a few ghosts of Mother's Day past. Let's just put it that way. So Mother's Day expectations are kind of sort of on our minds as the big day approaches. I mean, tomorrow morning we're going to wake up and it's going to be what? Are we going to have breakfast in bed? Or is it going to be spilled? Is it going to be burned? Are we going to be late for church? Are we going to get to relax? Are we going to get to do what we want to do? Do we even have time to think about what it is we actually want to do? I don't know. It's been kind of complicated. And expectations are there, but we're trying to keep them in check. And, you know, they're kind of sort of on our mind because most moms are in charge of the family calendar and balancing the family calendar. And we're also in charge of most celebration details and holidays and birthdays. And this holiday is one that's supposedly for us, but not by us. And well, for a lot of us, that's hard. It just is. So Mother's Day is coming. I taught a class with Amy and Jennifer called The Focused Mother. It was a free masterclass. And it was awesome. And we talked about some Mother's Day expectations and preparing for summer and aligning our actions and values. And I touched on Mother's Day and I thought I was feeling pretty good about it. And then yesterday I kind of panicked and was like, oh my gosh, we're getting ready for family to visit. I'm hosting a baby shower the day after Mother's Day. There's so much going on. Like, how on earth could we ever take a day off if we have all this other stuff coming down the pike? And so I got a little stressed and I was like, okay, what do I want my Mother's Day to look like? And I tried to take a back seat to it and just be like, okay, no, you guys figure it out. But then I listened to my family and what they were saying was, we're really stressed. We love you and we want to celebrate you and we feel like we're going to let you down and we don't want to do that. So we need you to just help us design your day. You just tell us what you want. Do you want the whole day off? And I'm like, no, I don't want the whole day off. And then today arrived, this morning arrived, and last night too, even towards the end of last night. And then this morning I thought, my gosh, I just need a break. I just want a break. I want a breather. I want to go do something fun. And I actually want to go do something fun by myself, but I don't want to do it on Mother's Day because then I would feel guilty about that. So then what? You know, a spa day sounds fantastic, but I'm like, oh, but then there isn't the opportunity for my family to celebrate me too. So, so complex. I'm, you know, overthinking it, but also, and overfeeling it, I'm sure by some people's standards, but the fact of the matter is I'm thinking and I'm feeling and I'm human and I want to feel celebrated. So when I take a step back, cause now I have a minute this morning, Chris, that there was a spill outside and he needed to go take care of it. But he also said he needed to go to the grocery store to get stuff for my perfect Mother's Day breakfast before church tomorrow. He's going to do that. He's taking care of it. He said, I really would feel better about today if I had these things ready for tomorrow morning. I said, sure, take the kids. And he was like, what? I said, oh yeah, now's the time, man. Now's the time. This is the first part of my Mother's Day gift is for me to have a minute before Mother's Day. So when Mother's Day comes, I don't feel like I am grasping and desperate for a moment to myself. I mean, I have boundaries around, you know, going to the bathroom by myself. I ask the kids not to interrupt. And let's just put it this way. Those boundaries have been so constantly pushed, you know, by a toddler who doesn't quite get it. But then the other kids to the point that we're going to have to rework on those boundaries. So I'm feeling a little, I'm feeling a little burnt out in some areas of my motherhood, overwhelmed more than anything, with just all the details to get together. And then we throw this holiday in the mix that we have all these expectations around. And well, here it is, the roller coaster of Mother's Day. So I'm excited for this moment to myself. And the first thing I wanted to do is sit down and connect with you, because I know I'm not the only person feeling this way about Mother's Day stuff. And I try really hard. I try to get a little bit better every year with keeping my expectations in check. We just don't have a rhythm down yet, because we've had young kids my whole motherhood journey. So it's not like they just come over and, you know, to my house for lunch or something like that, which would feel really special if they were grown and moved out, right? So instead, they're just in our bed, everywhere, in our hair. And a break today is nice. So I was honest with Chris this morning and said, here's what I want my day to look like. I want it to look like a big protein-heavy breakfast. I want protein-heavy breakfast. I want my preferred bottle of yerba mate, the traditional, in the glass, not the cans, and no flavors or anything like that. I want those things. Here's the stores where you can buy the supplies. I want all of us to go to church together. I want to go to a specific location because there's four different campuses, and he suggested we go to the one closer to us, and I was like, no, I actually really want to go to the other one. And then after that, we're going to go to my favorite pastry and coffee shop, and we're going to get a treat. And then we're going to go to some antique stores and the plant store and a vendor mall, and I just want to walk around, and I don't want to have to chase our two-year-old around the store. That's what I want. That is what I want. And then whatever the rest of the day looks like is what it looks like. And so if I feel like mowing yard, I'd like to mow yard without, you know, having to worry about the kids being underfoot or anything like that. If I want a garden, I just want a garden, you know, like, can we just do that? And we'll do it and be together, but I don't want to have to worry. So I would like you to take on the role of worrier. He actually worries more than I do. So, and is more of a helicopter safety person than I am, but I'm just like, how about you just basically keep track of the toddler so that I can just have a moment, like just a little like buffer space, if you will. I would really like that. And just protein heavy food and my favorite caffeine. And I think we're going to be good. So Mother's Day is all mapped out, but I think that today was really important to have a minute to myself and to talk with you guys about this, because I'm also feeling very emotional about Mother's Day outside of myself, right? All those expectations and the thinking and the feeling, the big feelings about it, are surfacey to a certain degree. They are what they are, and they're totally valid, and it's about me, and it's making it sound like it's about me. And I do want it to be about me. And isn't that what Mother's Day is about? It's supposed to be about the moms. But the reality is, oh man, I just, I'm not recording in my usual space. And I just looked up and saw a picture of, my grandma's, and this will be the first, Mother's Day. Where I don't really get to shop in the grandma section. My sister would always go and buy hanging pots for my grandmas from all four of us. I have two sisters and a brother, and they're all in Ohio, and my grandmas were in Ohio, and my mom. Sorry. It's been hard. It was hard. I went to the Hallmark. They still have some of the best cards. I went to the Hallmark store and we're picking out cards, and all my kids were with me, and we were picking out cards for friends who have kids, our single mom friends, our mom friend who this is her first Mother's Day after a lot of infertility and disappointment, and this is her first one, and I wanted to acknowledge that. And so I'm thinking about all these special women in my life who are moms, you know, grandma-like figures, right? We have Hanai grandmas, and we have aunties in our life that we just love and appreciate so much. But I was looking at the different categories, if you will, in the grandma section. We did buy a grandma card for my mom from my kids, and for Chris's grandma too. But you know, my grandmas, the ones that I grew up with, I don't have them anymore, and this will be the first year that I don't have either one. So last year, you guys know how important Grandma Huck was to me too. And so last year was I got to spend her last Mother's Day with her, which is nothing short of a miracle after years in Hawaii. And then living in Idaho now. Oh gosh. But it just, the reason I bring this up and the reason that I'm crying to you about this is I think that we need time to process this. And I feel like Mother's Day is a day with a lot of expectations and a lot of roles out of balance, because somehow, some way in our culture, we have asked our families to take over for us. And I think that that's not the point. I think that any sort of discouragement or feelings of letdown come from us just wanting to be more appreciated in general outside of one day. And so when the world has set aside this day, this one day where we're to be honored and respected and, you know, celebrated and rejoiced over, and then it doesn't feel like it's enough. It's not about that one day. It's about not feeling like we're celebrated enough in general or acknowledged enough in general. And then you add in things like miscarriages and infertility journeys and loss of a child, loss of your own mother, loss of grandmothers, loss of moms in your life that are just really important to you. And then the praying and hoping for friends who want to become moms so very badly, and it's not happening for them. And so when it comes to thinking about all the mothers in our lives, not just ourselves, I think that adds a lot of stress to us. And then especially if we're in a bit busy motherhood season, the young years, although talking with a lot of moms recently, it's just... You're a mom, you know, once a mom, always a mom. And we just need time and space to think about all these moms, like way more than one day. We need time to grieve and we need time to mourn. We need time to celebrate. We need more than one day to really express our gratitude and appreciation for the moms in our life. So when we try to wrap that, the complexity of all of this, the highs and the lows and the longing and the loving and the joy and the tenderness around mothers in our life, it's just one day is, it's silly. And that's where I think people start to say like, well, it's just a created holiday. It's just it's a Hallmark holiday, you know, even though I just plug the store. Oh, yeah, it is one day, but I think a lot of this stuff comes from the imbalance of roles, the fact that there are a lot of emotions around it, and grief is something that we carry with us for more than one day, and just highlighting mothers on one day just brings it to the surface. So if you too are having a roller coaster of a Mother's Day already, I mean, oh my gosh, I'm now that I have a minute to think, I'm actually thinking of my friends who, you know, I have one who's going through a divorce just this week. I mean, imagine the expectations and pressure on her Mother's Day right now too. And we all have things going on. There's a lot going on. And also, May is a very busy month. Now that I think about it, we all kind of joke that it's the end of the school year and how many more ball games and end of the year parties and graduations and everything. How many more things can we throw into the mix? And now we're like, oh, and by the way, you guys should stop and just sit down for a minute. We'll try to pamper you to the best of our abilities, or like make you wait 2 hours for brunch because no one's taking reservations. Just no wonder we end up with some feelings of disappointment and exhaustion by the time it's all said and done. So my prayer for all of you is that you know how loved and appreciated you are. And I want you to know that God sees you in your efforts, even on days that you feel like your family isn't seeing you or acknowledging you, on the days that you need encouragement the most. There is someone who sees you, and there are other moms who understand as well. And I encourage you to reach out to other moms in person if you feel like you need to talk about that, and you need to talk about that, the need for acknowledgement and encouragement, and lean into other moms who get it first, and then come up with a clear communication plan from there. And just know that it's an ongoing thing. We are always learning and changing. Our kids get older every single year. We get older every single year and have just more experience. So it's no wonder that every Mother's Day we sometimes feel like we have to start over with our expectations and kind of getting a handle on our emotions based on everything that I just listed and all the things that we carry in our mama hearts, not only for ourselves and our own families, but for other moms and families too. So the only practical advice I have for you is to take a minute and reflect on the highs and lows and the roller coaster of emotions in your own life right now around mothers. And then just try to clearly communicate as best you can, if for no other reason, to like bring expectations into check so that we don't end up too disappointed on Mother's Day. And I also don't want it to be heavy. I don't want to feel like, you know, if at the end of the day you feel disappointed, I don't want it to feel like you were a failure on Mother's Day. It's a lot to process, and one day is not enough time to process it. So offer yourself some grace, grace upon grace upon grace. Offer your family some grace too. And then, I don't know, either go buy the groceries yourself for the meal and ask them to cook it, or try to make the reservations, or eat lots of protein before you go out to a restaurant for brunch that doesn't take reservations. Oh my gosh. Just be easy on yourself. Carve out some time if you can, either before or after Mother's Day, or even on Mother's Day if that works best for you, to just take time to reflect on all that you do, all that you are, all that you have, the wonderful gift that is our children that have made us mothers. Motherhood is such a gift. And then explore those other feelings that you're having too, whether it be grief or longing or gratitude, just extreme gratitude for any really wonderful moms you have in your life. It's a whole roller coaster, and we need some time. So I am wishing you a very happy Mother's Day. I think you're wonderful, and I really appreciate you.
That's it for this episode of Elevating Motherhood. Thanks again for spending your valuable time with me today. I hope you found some insight and inspiration, or maybe a little of both. If you like today's show, please leave a review on iTunes. I use your feedback to plan future shows and cover topics that serve you. You can also connect with me on Instagram and Facebook. Links to those accounts are in the show notes. For more information, including today's show notes, head to elevatingmotherhood.com. That's elevatingmotherhood.com. Thanks again, Mama. I appreciate you.